Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. 1 year ago today, nine bicyclists headed out for a 28-mile ride in Kalamazoo County. They were part of the Chain Gang, a group that's been organizing weekly rides since 1999. That evening, the riders were on a rural road in Cooper Township when a pickup truck slammed into them. Five of the cyclists died. Melissa Fevig-Hughes, Tony Nelson, and Larry Pollock lived in Kalamazoo. Deborah Bradley and Suzanne Sipple were from Augusta. The four other riders suffered serious injuries. The survivors are Jennifer Johnson of Kalamazoo and Sheila Jeske, Paul Runnels, and Paul Gobble, who live in Richland. The driver of the pickup truck, Charles Pickett Jr., is awaiting trial on charges including five counts of second-degree murder and operating while intoxicated, causing death. As part of our series on bike safety in Michigan, Sharing the Road, we asked Chain Gang member Paul Gobble to tell the story of that day and how it has affected his life in the years since. Gobble is a photographer and designer. He and his wife, Chris, own a frame shop and gallery in Richland. Here's Paul Gobble in his own words.
I'm 48. I was 47 at the time of the crash. I'm married to my wife, Chris, and we have two daughters, Zoe and Emma. I have no memories of the day itself, before or after. I remember what our plans were to go out, just my wife and I. We borrowed a friend's bike and we were going to go ride the Kalamazoo River Valley Trail. That day was a pretty miserable day as far as the weather was concerned. We wound off running off and seeing a matinee instead. That cleared me up for that evening to go on the Chain Gang ride. My next memory was where I was in the hospital, I was comfortable, and it was on Father's Day. Somehow I had a leg brace, a back brace, and a neck brace on, but that didn't seem to surprise me. I wasn't in any pain, and even at that point, that was a week after the crash, I didn't understand what had happened. I had a broken leg, I had a broken rib. In my back, I had six fractured vertebrae, in my neck, two, and then I had a traumatic brain injury. When I finally heard that, you know, somebody that I did know, Deb Bradley, was there on that ride and she died, that's what made me start to understand and accept what had happened. I also knew Larry and Tony. They were regular club members while I was riding, so I knew them from the rides. Outside of that, I really did not know them very well, and that seemed like a real lost opportunity on my part. And I have a difficult time saying that, you know, Suzanne and Melissa, I don't recall having ridden with them before or having met them. Since I don't have any recollection of the day, that's just not, you know, something I recall. The first time I got back on a bike was about 2 weeks after the crash. One of my physical therapists is an avid cyclist himself. He brought in one of his bikes, and with a leg brace, a back brace, and a neck brace, I was out riding around in the parking lot. I wasn't afraid of getting on a bike and getting back on the road. I was worried that when I did finally get out on a bike and I did have to deal with all the busyness and congestion of being on the road, would I be able to concentrate and perform well? And I was very happy that day that I first went out and did that I was very comfortable. And it was a beautiful early spring day. And while I knew I should have been working on my taxes, I said, I'm sorry, I just need to go out for a ride. And it was fantastic. It was one of the happiest times that I had had since the crash. It was just to be out there, be on my own, on a bike. It was fabulous. Less than 3 miles from the location of the June 7th crash, it was another Tuesday night Chain Gang ride. We were traveling on one side of the road, and on the other side of the road, coming the other direction, This car comes by, this woman had her window unrolled, and she screamed out the window at us. Told us we should get off the road, and why don't we go ride on the sidewalks? This happened less than a year since what's been described to me as the nation's largest cycling accident. There are a lot of automobile drivers who just don't accept that we should be there, are angry at us for being there, and it's that level of just intolerance that really makes it dangerous for cyclists on a day-to-day basis.
Paul Gobble is one of the four survivors of the crash that killed five cyclists in Kalamazoo County 1 year ago today. He lives in Richland with his wife, Chris, and their two daughters. He spoke to us from Michigan Radio's studio in Grand Rapids. Tonight, in honor of the victims, cyclists are invited to join members of the chain gang as they finish the ride the club started that evening last year. Join us tomorrow for part three of our series, Sharing the Road. I'll talk with two experts about the future of bicycling and bike safety in Michigan. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition, and you can find all of our stories at michiganradio.org. I'm Doug Trabue. You're listening to Michigan Radio.